Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Joe Sweeterman is on the phone. And Joe, travel is your thing, right? You know a thing or two about the disastrous flight weekend we're looking at?
Yeah, this is a tough one. This holiday is not quite like any I remember, you know, in my many years watching this, because we have just tremendous demand for travel. You know, people are pent up, they're ready to go. But let's just say the industry and the airlines in particular aren't quite ready for it. So a lot of nervous people right now.
Joe Sweeterman is a professor at the Graduate School of Public Service at DePaul University and director of DePaul's Chaddock Institute for Metropolitan Development. So a lot of flights have already been canceled this week. Not so bad today, according to our newsroom at O'Hare and at Midway. But earlier in the week, we saw a lot of them get dumped.
Yeah, that's right. It's really been just a wild card. What airline is going to have a bad day? One day it's Delta. Yesterday it was American. Earlier this month it was Southwest. But, you know, today, watching the numbers, the flight cancellations are pretty low. But, boy, this last few days, the number of delays is really inching up, too. And like Southwest had about 10% of their flights delayed, which, you know, is up there. And there is a little bit of weather coming into the East Coast that could complicate things. So things are kind of on edge right now.
And there's a lot of finger-pointing going on right now, isn't there, Joe, between the FAA, the president or CEOs of airlines, the pilots' union? Everybody's got a different opinion on what is causing these delays and these cancellations.
Yeah, that's right. And there's no doubt many different factors. But, you know, I think one thing we know is airline employees are kind of a tired group right now. You know, there was so much unrest on the flights with the mask mandate, and people aren't used to flights being quite this full. So people are edgy with flight attendants. And then this week, you know, it was interesting that Delta in particular pointed fingers at the Federal Aviation Administration. And FAA is denying that they're part of the problem with these cancellations. So it's a bit of a soap opera there.
Joe, can you explain why they don't know that they're going to be short pilots? I mean, they make schedules, right? And if they've got people to fill the schedule, why can't they fly the planes?
You know, it appears to be what we're hearing is that they, you know, they're, of course, sick outs are a problem. But that doesn't seem to be the big factor here. It's you know, a couple years ago, they would just have more backup capacity. So if an airplane gets canceled, a flight, they would have a backup plane, and they could, you know, staff that plane. Now something bad happens, a snowstorm, and the crew's not in the right place, and they don't have the extra capacity to sort of fill in the gap to get that plane back to where it needs to go. And so things ripple much more when they have a problem. They just can't rebound like they need to. And Delta's CEO, Ed Bastian, has sort of admitted to that, saying we're running this, you know, without any margin for error.
So the CEO of American Airlines took a jab at the FAA, saying there were problems with air traffic control and the system. And then the FAA hit back and said, hey, after receiving $54 billion in pandemic relief to help save the airlines from mass layoffs and bankruptcy, the American people deserve to have their expectations met. And that's how we feel, because we're paying top dollar for airline tickets these days.
Oh, it is interesting, because a lot of us, you know, wondered if keeping so many flights in the air during the pandemic, when demand was so low, was really the right thing to do, whether that funding should have been set aside helping airlines, you know, stay afloat financially, but rebuilding when demand came back. And so what happened was that, you know, there's a lot of empty flights flying around, and now people are leaving the airline industry in kind of big numbers, and there really isn't a federal program or a federal effort to sort of bring the industry back. So the airlines are feeling like those are cheap shots, but the FAA is right that the airlines got one heck of a lot of money, and then here we are.
Yeah, and they were flying empty planes, weren't they, just to keep routes going? I didn't understand that, because back then we were reading stories and stories were being reported that, oh, you know, there's two people on this flight or three people. At that point, those should have been canceled. What a waste of gas.
Well, yeah, it's a real tough thing because they really were required to keep their payrolls up and didn't necessarily require them to keep flying. But if you're going to, you know, pay for the pilots and the mechanics and so forth, it just starts to make sense to put them in the air because that, those costs are covered, you know, with federal support. And what it didn't really prepare the industry for was, you know, we didn't know at the time there's going to be this great labor shortage everywhere. So a lot of employees are feeling like, okay, I'm done with this. Let's move on to cargo airlines or out of the airline industry in the whole, in the case of mechanics or moving to other jobs. And, boy, the airlines just didn't think this summer they were going to be victims of this like so many other sectors.
And it is not just the pilots and the schedules. It is that support staff that they're short, isn't it?
Well, it really is. And what we're hearing lately is, you know, mechanics, bus companies have the same issue. And, you know, pilots, we passed a law about 15 years ago requiring, after a terrible accident in New York, for a tremendous number of hours to be qualified to be a commercial pilot. And it's hard to get pilots in the system now. We just had a pandemic. So there hasn't been a lot of private jet flying for pilots to get those hours. And so it's hard to fill those pilot seats. So what airlines have done to their credit is they're moving to larger airplanes. They're parking some of the small regional jets and running the bigger planes. Some of the planes that would fly across the Pacific are in the U.S., like the big 787s. But maybe not enough with this demand crash.
So according to the Washington Examiner, they say the average cost of a plane ticket is up 25% from last year, but people still want them. They're willing to pay. And last Sunday, the U.S. Transportation Security Administration screened 2.5 million passengers, the highest daily number since February of 2020. And back in February 2020, that's when tickets were like $49, and everybody was like, oh, I'll risk it. I'll fly.
Yeah, well, yesterday the numbers came out, and they actually were a pandemic high. So even since then, the numbers are up, just like we thought this weekend. My prediction is Sunday may be a shatter the record, perhaps. And but one thing that the is very interesting here, the fuel prices are so high, people are pent up demand. They want to go. They're willing to pay. Some locked in before the fuel prices went up. So, you know, they're awash in demand and interest in travel. This fall, things are getting a little more iffy because those fares are high. The demand may drop a bit once things return to normal. And with the combination of labor shortages and these terrible fuel prices, airlines, Wall Street's nervous.
Mm. Because Peter Greenberg, who has a show on WGN called Eye on Travel, he travels about 400,000 miles a year. He was suggesting we wait till August 15th and book a flight for September 15th or later after the kids are back into school that we might have more luck with better availability and lower prices.
I think he's exactly right. I mean, the summer demand is a really odd thing with so many trips that are just, you know, people love being back to normal, and we're seeing them get the credit cards out to pay lots of money. This fall is going to be tough, though. I mean, the fares may not be super cheap because of fuel prices, but business travel is not coming back. The traditional business traveler, you know, the person on a sales account or corporate meetings, and we're finding that Tuesday, Wednesday has really been weak lately. We looked at the numbers, and used to be those are strong business days. You take that out, and there's going to be some real bargains, especially if you avoid Fridays and Sundays, which are the busiest days. So this fall, there may be some bargains despite those high fuel prices.
And what do you think is going to happen this weekend when the it'll be Tuesday numbers that come out. How ugly is it going to be when it comes to canceled flights or delays?
Yeah, it's right now. Yesterday, I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, in terms of 10 being the worst, it was like a 6. You know, we had lots of cancellations on American, lots of delayed flights on all four of the big airlines, United, Delta, American, and United. And today, it seems to be mostly cancellations. But that bad weather could ripple through the system. That said, airlines have, you know, really working their labor to try to see if they can avoid any of these surprises they've had in the last few weeks. But you just don't know until you get up to see how the airport situation is going to be for that day.
Well, thanks for joining us, Joe. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Joe Sweeterman, professor at the Graduate School of Public Service at DePaul University on what people are facing when it comes to flying this weekend. Hey, coming up next, we're going to talk to a scientist, a doctor, an immunologist with the University of Connecticut who says there are predictors when it comes to mosquitoes. There are reasons why they bite you. Of course, they want to narrow it down, but he's got some general observations based on his research. That's coming up after the news from Steve Bertrand on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.